Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. I'm joined by my friends, Jackie and Jason. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez. I'm a big Friends fan. And so this is going to be delayed in our the drop date, but we are just coming back from our holiday break. And I did this 1,000-piece puzzle of Friends. It's on the Instagram. It was insane. It took me 3 days, and it was me and my family, just like our immediate family. And it was so fun to do. And I Mod Podged it and I framed it. And it's this huge like frame. I have no idea where I'm gonna put it, by the way.
That's great. I saw that. It looked really fun. That's a good thing to do while you're passing the time. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason. It's a good thing to do over holiday break. My parents are into crossword jigsaw puzzles, and we got them one of our dog for Christmas. It's a custom made.
That is cute. You know, I was kind of secretly hoping for a puzzle this Christmas, but I didn't get one.
Oh, you got to get the we'll get you a Friends one too.
Yeah, exactly. So speaking of Friends, we are on the 88th episode, the one with all the rugby, season 4, episode 15, and it premiered on February 26th, 1997, with 24.4 million viewers. Jackie, give us a plot overview.
Yes, so it's the return of Janice, as Chandler takes off to Yemen to get away from her. Ross tries to play rugby to impress his new English girlfriend, Emily, and Monica is OCD in her apartment looking for a light switch. So I love that Janice keeps popping in. She's back. And they saw her while Chandler and Rachel were getting their nails done. So it's hilarious how she just kind of, hey, I'm here.
I think it is hilarious, and it surprises me every time.
Because it's so random, like Chandler getting his nails done. What?
Well, that whole episode was very cute too, when he said there'd be other guys there. You wonder what she did to talk him into that, and why she picked him to go, and why did he end up going with her.
Yeah. And then the whole Yemen storyline is hilarious. Okay, so they mentioned Yemen before, and then this is where it really comes in. This is the episode where Yemen is like the inside joke of Friends, almost like one of those like taglines that is always shared between fans. And so I love how, why did he pick Yemen? And then he had to take off to Yemen to pretend. And she even noticed, like, your friends aren't caring that you're going to Yemen.
I just love that Joey says, that's great. It sounds like a real country.
Yeah, I've always heard of this little joke going on with Yemen, and it never really made sense. And now I finally know. It's like another thing in the Friends world that I'm now acquainted with, just like the whole you're my lobster thing.
Yes, totally. This is it. This is the episode. And it's like he spent $2,000 on a ticket. I'm like, I'm hoping he got reimbursed for that or something.
That's a lot of money. And I mean, he even has a fake address, 15 Yemen Road, Yemen.
I wonder why they picked Yemen. How did that come about?
I don't know. See, I tried looking that up too, and I couldn't find anything of why Yemen. I bet you it's just one of those random instances maybe that popped in their head. You know what I mean? Well, like,
it has a nice sound to it. It's an interesting sound. It doesn't, but it's not a place like anyone's ever been.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever been to Yemen.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was funny. It was just funny that he always has this thing of like not being able to break up with her, and then he uses this as an excuse.
I don't know why that is.
Yeah. Like he just can't. I guess it's the ongoing joke throughout the series because she does keep popping in, and then Chandler
has some weird hold over him though, where he can't stand her, but he can't be mean to her either.
It's like, I mean, maybe there's something much deeper in that relationship. Maybe he feels whole with her, but can't stand the fact that she's annoying and is doing all these things. I don't know. Yeah. It's like people always go back to, previous. I mean, not everyone, but you do see the people who go back to their old girlfriends or boyfriends or whoever that is.
regardless of like the relationship that they had, they go back. It's just, yeah. Like it's a comfort level. It's like, this person already knows me. I don't want to take the time to get to know somebody else. So might as well just have them back, even though it's not like, you know, the greatest relationship. And he has that hold, she has that hold over him. So, which is strange.
There's something about Janice.
There's something about Janice. I agree. There's something about Janice. I don't know what, I mean, she's annoying, but she has a good place. Well, I don't know. I was going to say she's loyal, but I don't know if she's really loyal or not.
Yeah.
She said she's riding the alimony pony.
Yeah.
Presumably from the Mattress King, right? From the Mattress King?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, who knows? I mean, but I really like the fact that, you know, it's this continued ongoing problem from Chandler, and we just continue to see her back.
It was funny.
This is it, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, she wants to see him take off at the airport, like literally.
Before security changed after 9/11. But like,
yeah, because she could walk back to the gate.
Yes. Well, this is not it. I will tell you, it is not it of Janice. It seems like it's going to be, but it's not it. And we'll see her pop up again.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It seems like this is the bookend of it.
I mean, it is funny when it happens because it always comes at a moment where you're not expecting it. Like, oh, wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
So we'll see more of her. But what we won't see more of is the light in Monica and Rachel's apartment, which was Chandler and Joey's apartment, because they're still in that switch after the trivia game. And Monica's OCD is just out of control.
Here's the thing. I have one of those light switches in my home, and I think I know where it goes to, but I don't know how to fix it. And I think it's a problem that I don't want to dig into. So just there.
I had one of these at my old house, and we lived there for 10 years and I never figured out where it went.
Oh, how funny. See, I live in an apartment and everything is where it's supposed to be. So I would never drill holes in my hall, or in my wall, you know, like all the holes that she has.
I think it's hilarious, though. Totally takes her OCD to the next level of, you know, having to figure out and do a chart. And then she goes and gets the plans for the building.
Oh, no.
$25, and she had to wait 3 hours to get those plans.
Oh, my gosh. But, okay, so all the money she's going to spend fixing those holes in the wall, and then plus the $25 for the plan. She could have just hired an electrician to figure it out.
Well, that wouldn't be funny.
No, it wouldn't. And it would have been more expensive, and I don't know what her budget is at that time. You know, it's who knows? Who knows?
Well, if she really spent,
I don't know. I can't recall. I mean, what? I choose not to deal with how much are electricians?
Oh, yeah, it's almost not cheap, but I mean, I'm surprised the super didn't. Whatever. It's supposed to be funny to show her OCD and the fact that she even went through the floor and you could see the woman who lived in the apartment downstairs.
Yeah. And she put drawings up on the walls to cover the hole.
Yeah. And I knew it was going to go somewhere. I kept thinking, this light switch just does something. I don't know what it does. And we're going to find out at the very end what it does. And it was not what I was expecting, though. I will give him that. It was a nice little surprise that it controlled the light switch that the TV was plugged in the other apartment.
Yeah.
And Phoebes thinks that she can, I Dream of Jeannie and can blink it on. I'm totally doing it.
Yeah.
And then I lost it. I love if she thinks she has special powers, then she loses them.
Only Phoebe. It's so funny. And it's like, okay, so logically, if this were to really like be the switch for the TV, wouldn't have Rachel and Monica have noticed it when they were living in their original apartment, you know? So, but I get it. It's supposed to be funny. You know,
well, I mean, I thought about that too, actually. And I thought it was like, the guys probably went, it doesn't work, whatever, and left it.
Oh, that's true.
And never fooled with it because they didn't think anything about it.
They didn't care.
Yeah, that's true. So.
All right, guys. So let's take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the whole rugby game.
Red Ross.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, and we're back. So let's talk about this huge rugby game that Ross was into.
This kind of reminds me of the Thanksgiving the first Thanksgiving episode where they played football.
Oh, yes, with the trophy.
Yeah.
The Geller Cup.
The Geller Cup, yeah. It kind of reminds me of that.
And rugby looks like a vicious sport. I did know someone in college who played rugby at Cal State Fullerton, and they were really into it. I mean, it looks similar to football. And I remember when I went to to Fiji, they said that was like their big sport, like everything that they looked forward to.
Yeah, I think it's bigger everywhere else but the United States. Like it's big here, but it's not like we're big on our NFL football. And I know I have some Irish friends that actually play. And they're, like you said, they're so into it. And they call football, like, that's the poor man's sport. Like, in a sense of, like, that's not as tough. Because you have pads and helmets in football. Where rugby, you're slamming into each other, bare body. Like, that's it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty tough.
Yeah, and the guys who play are, like, these monstrous guys. So, like, in football, we have our defensive line, our offensive line, that are these big guys. Now, imagine those type of guys playing rugby, coming at you without the pads, you know?
Right, in shorts and t-shirts.
Yes, it's insane. Yeah. It's insane. So the fact that Ross, Mr. You know, scientist nerd, wants to try to play is hilarious.
Yeah. But I mean, according to Rachel, he's the toughest paleontologist that she knows.
Yeah.
The toughest paleontologist. And it's funny because like everybody else knows that like Ross is not tough. You know, and that's part of his character. But it's like Emily comes into his world and he wants to prove to her that he can be like his, you know, her former boyfriend or whatever, you know. So it's nice for him to step out of his like persona, but totally, I mean, it works, I guess, in the end because he does get some hits in with somebody else. So.
Well, I do think it's funny that her ex is a rugby player that she randomly runs, you know, this wild and crazy British guys. So it is, and then he's the total opposite of that. So it's
like she's going for the opposite of the guys that she goes for.
I don't see where this is going. I mean, I know where this is going, but I don't see how they're going to get there.
Know where it's going.
I do know where it's going. But I don't know how. Okay. I don't see how they're going to get there at this point.
Yeah. Well, it happens quickly, but
yeah, we're on episode 16 or at all. Episode 15, right?
Yes, it happens quickly, so it will progress. I feel like this is just kind of like a for the relationship, it didn't really progress the relationship, it was just kind of like, oh, here's a British girl, you know, like that's it.
Yeah, I mean, he's falling hard for her. Like, he really is. And it's almost like Rachel. It's funny to see how he is falling hard for Rachel at the same time Rachel is falling so hard for Joshua, because in this episode, she gets so excited that she felt his pulse, too. So it's like, you kind of see those comparisons.
Yeah, it's true. But also, like, and we'll see this in the next episode, which is Rachel's just hilarious. Jennifer Aniston stands out in the next episode. But it's like Rachel's actually having to chase a guy. And so like it's new. And so Ross and Emily are fully in a relationship and Rachel's like getting excited about feeling somebody's pulse. You know, it's like, it's interesting to see the difference of their relationships and their dynamics.
Yeah.
It is pretty funny. The physical comedy that Ross does at the end is when he's in pain and dying and trying to pretend like he's still the tough guy, but he's really in pain, is pretty funny too. Classic Ross.
I feel like David Schwimmer too also is like, he's so good at that physical comedy, like in terms of, you know, remember when he took off the Jurassic Park guy and he like took off the coat, you know? Then David Schwimmer with the short sounds when he's looking up with his, you know, his sound on his keyboard. Like, he's very good at the physical comedy. I think we see it pretty well here.
Red Ross. Red Ross, just like, yeah, whatever. And they're like, no, we don't remember Red Ross. No, no. And then he does it finally. And they're like, oh, Red Ross.
Oh, Red Ross.
I love how Joey's all supportive about this whole thing, too.
Yeah. About the
going to the rugby match.
Because he would be the one to, like, go to the rugby. Like, he would be the one playing rugby in the French game. Right. Yeah.
That's true. But, I mean, he did do ballroom dancing. So.
Right. I know. That was good. Well, that's the switch. Because normally we would see Ross be, like, the sensitive type into the stereotypes, you know, and do the ballroom dancing. But he's not. Ross is doing the rugby. And then, you know what I mean? Like, it's the switch of what their personas are, you know, and the stereotypes. So. But it's good. It's funny.
Yeah, it's
true. Did you guys have any favorite lines this episode?
I had a favorite, well, not a favorite moment, but a moment I wanted to bring up is the Magna Doodle that cracks me up. It said, nice nails, Chandler.
Oh!
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Because
now it's on the door on the other apartment, so you see it more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. Yes, you do see it more.
Jason, this brings up the question. Do you know anyone who goes, you know, for a nice male grooming on your nails to the nail salon?
Well, the nail salons are all closed right now, but...
Well, when they were.
Of course. That's actually one of my New Year's resolutions, to go more often. It's nice to have it all done. I think men should get pedicures more, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My husband did get one once when we went to Cancun. And he didn't like the whole massage feet thing, so I don't think it, you know, I think he prefer massage on the back, but not on his feet.
Yeah. Well, grooming's important, particularly the older you get.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the relaxing too. Like, before I found it as a chore, but then now as, like, an adult, I'm like, oh, it's so relaxing. You know, it's like, oh, take care of me, please.
It's a great thing to do, and you can listen to Friends with Friends podcast while you're doing it.
Yeah, it's true. And I always like seeing what on the TV, what they have on the TV in the nail salon. Sometimes it's new, sometimes it's something else, but it's always interesting to see what they're
playing. It's always weird. Well, I feel like I always go on a Saturday afternoon, it's always some random sporting event.
Oh, yeah.
Like a rugby match.
Oh, a rugby match. It's one last play.
Weirdly enough, you talk about, you know, rugby is not really that popular sport, but the college I went to, Arkansas State, has one of the best collegiate rugby teams in the country.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Yeah, Arkansas? That's
I don't know why. I think they got a good coach or something.
Would you go to the games?
No, this is... it's only happened in like the last 5 or 6 years, I think.
Okay.
That's cool. I mean, I'm open. Like, if I know somebody who, because I love sports.
You should totally date a rugby player, Jackie. That is perfect.
Who is playing? Because they're big and tough, and I like, you know, taller men. But if I know somebody who's playing, then I'd be down to, like, somebody sit next to me, explain to me what's happening, like football, and I can relate because I love football. I love football. So, yeah.
All right, that's it. So, anybody listening, know any rugby players you can introduce Jackie to? I think this is rugby players who are Friends fans.
This is it.
Throw some DMs in my way.
Yeah. Might as well throw any other qualities you're looking for in your rugby player boyfriend.
Well, he has to be nice, sweet, genuine.
Be a Friends fan.
Friends, or like, I can't date somebody who says I hate Friends, and I'm be like, I'd be like, bye, you know. But no,
family oriented, funny,
has faith, like, believes in God, and somebody who's genuine, honestly, genuine somebody that's hard to find in LA. So, anyways.
Not someone who will take off to Yemen.
No.
I would take me a Chandler. I really would. Like, he seems like sweet, and I'd be laughing the whole time. So
he's crazy.
Yeah. Well, Chandler in the later season.
He's a neurotic mess.
Now he's a neurotic mess. But where he ends up is something that, like, is pretty.
That's bad. Nice. We'll see his continued evolution and growth. I mean, I do feel like we are seeing them grow up in many ways.
Yeah.
Particularly this season, Phoebe with the, you know, the pregnancy. So it's it's nice.
Yeah.
A lot of changes happening.
A lot of changes, and they'll continue happening. So coming up in the next episode, Rachel dresses up in her high school cheer uniform for a fake goodbye party, and this is what Jennifer Aniston's first stand-up episode, I think. She's hilarious.
I think it's her best performance.
Yes. Good.
Talk about that next time.
Desperate time calls for desperate measures. If you like us, give us 5-star ratings and leave nice comments wherever you get your podcast.
And follow us on Instagram, Friends with Friends Podcast. Good stuff there.
Bye,
everyone.